No one opens the door. For a native New Yorker, here I go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts, T. Kyle and Bradley Stern.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank
everyone.
You. Thank you so much.
Wow, Brad.
Oh, my God.
Look
at everyone who's here. Isn't this auditorium beautiful?
Oh, it's so lovely. Wow.
Well, you look amazing. What are you wearing?
Thank you. This is Old Navy.
Okay. All right. Old Navy Couture?
Yeah.
I'm in vintage Gymshark. It is a sensible tank and yoga pants.
Couture,
yes.
Oh. Couture?
It's actually House of Darion. Vintage.
Yes, styled by Mama Beyonce herself.
That's
Ms.
right.
Gina.
Just look at this front row. We have legends sitting everywhere, socially distanced, wearing masks. There's Ava Max sitting next to Beyonce.
Ava, stay seated. We don't need you to
stay
fall
seated,
again.
Please don't.
We need you to be here for your performance later.
So many familiar faces.
Wow. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight for the first ever Legends Only Awards.
Yes, it is the first and most prestigious award ceremony in music and pop culture history.
Honestly, I mean, the VMAs are shaking.
The Grammys are canceled. The Time 100 dwindled down to zero. It's...
I almost said top 30 under 30, and then I remembered that I don't qualify.
We don't qualify. Nor are we old enough to audition for American Idol anymore. It's fine.
Really?
I think the cutoff was 18 to 30 at one point.
Oh.
Well, I think that changed. Anyway, we are not here to audition for American Idol tonight, but we might be.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. Legends will be crowned tonight, and I don't even know what I'm saying. I need to...
We thank you all for your four-year consideration submissions. It was so nice to receive all of your gifts. Madison Beer, thank you for your beer cans. Let's see. I'm just shuffling all of the winners' flashcards right now that we have. We don't want a repeat of last year when you named the wrong legend.
Oh, sorry. Don't worry, I've got all of our cards. Shuffling through. We've got gift bags. Tissue paper. Oh, there's so many legends in here. Let's put through them all. So here is how the awards will work. So Bradley and I have both prepared our own set of winners, and we will be sharing them and revealing them to each other live tonight in front of all of you. There may be arguments and debates, but I'm excited to hear what, you know, Mumu's has to say.
That's right. There might also be agreements. We might have a double crowning. You never know. You never know the twists and turns of the 2020 LOs.
the 2020 LOs.
The LOs.
Yeah.
Los.
The Loa Maze.
That's right. Well, all right. I'm going to shuffle up to the podium. And here we are. Yes. So 2020, full of surprises. And that leads to our well-timed first award of the evening.
On brand with 2020. You know, the awards this year, they look a little different. But that doesn't
they
stop
do.
Us. Hasn't
we
stopped
We were originally
us.
Scheduled to be at the Staples Center tonight, as you all know. And we had to pull out last minute. Everyone's very unhappy with us, but we decided it was best for the show. Instead, we will be doing this. We're actually doing this. Where are we doing this? Well, we are at a remote studio.
I'm sitting on my bed.
I am actually in BB Rexha's living room.
Oh.
Setting up for one night with BB Rexha. The first award that we're giving out for the night is Best Legend at Home Production of the Year. My crown... Is our award a crown?
I actually don't know.
I'm holding it in my hands. I can't really describe it. It's like a...
Oh, production's ringing me in my ear. They're saying, what was that? Oh. Oh, they say we don't have the budget to.
Okay.
They got lost in the mail. Yeah,
it's
we
a
don't.
Twibbon.
They got lost in the mail.
The winners get to add a Twibbon to their to their Twitter avatar.
Yeah. The winner gets a PNG posted on our Twitter.
Yes. Well, the first award goes to Chloe and Hallie.
Oh my God, I sound like an Animal Crossing character.
You do.
You do that emote.
Oh, you should have the audience be Animal Crossing characters.
Literally. It's our award. It's just me alone on my Animal Crossing island being like,
oh shit, and we should clarify. This category is for literally at-home performances. We are not talking about award show performances or...
Yes.
Unless you did it at home. This is literally at home.
Yeah, this is like circa March and April.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it to Chloe and Hallie for their one of many tennis court performances. Today's show, Do It. They did it.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with that. Although I do have a different pick, but
okay,
she's got a point. I would like to award this crown for best legendary at-home production to Ballot, Please. Thank you. And the award goes to Dua La Peep for Break My Heart.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Now, I thought this was done so well. And this is also in like the point where, you know, she was crying about future nostalgia and she really mm-hmm. just instantly turned it around and it gave me To Become One, Spice Girl vibes. We already talked about this, but
it
has just stayed with me this whole year as like someone who really just worked something out on like a super low budget, but it looked high quality. So we got to give it up to Miss Peep.
We certainly do. That was a fantastic, tight turnaround in a time of peak panic.
Yeah.
We stan.
Yes. Well, moving along to our next award.
It's a special honorary award.
We would like to present the 2020 Legends Only Award for Best Comeback with One Song in the Middle of a Pandemic. Give it up for Back to Me by Lindsay Lohan.
Yay!
Oh my God,
where is she? We don't know.
Oh, where is everyone? No one's here. Why is no one clapping?
Why is no one clapping? Hello. Yes, Lindsay ducked in right at the beginning of the mass panic to say, I'm back. And she did not come back after that. But you know what?
She said, I'm back. And now I'm gone.
I'm back. Yes, thank you for that. And also for teasing Xanax, which never came out.
Ugh.
Maybe we'll get that next year.
I know. The Alice
but until
DJ
that day,
sample.
Maybe which, Alice DJ said, no, thank you.
Now that I'm a music producer, maybe I'll sample it and make something with it.
Honestly.
Yeah. But that's not what we're here to celebrate today. shall we get on to our next award, ladies? So,
yes, we should. And we actually have a special presenter for this one.
Oh.
Now, last year she wanted to take you anywhere, when really she just should have stayed her ass at home. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, gays and theys, it's two-time COVID restriction breaker herself, Rita Ora.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
That's right, everyone. It's time to award the crown to outstanding performance in Acting a Fool Girl of 2020.
Act a Fool Girl.
I'm here.
Act a Fool.
So, so many worthy nominees this year. It was really hard to choose.
But... How long do we have? How long is the telecast running? Do we have to be off by 11? Because I think if I start now, I might finish by 4 a.m.
Well, I do have to give it up to the one and only, the queen of pop herself, Madonna, who takes
Ooh,
the crown.
She's turned on her own fave. Wow.
As my queen, I am allowed to say it. She has very thoroughly... acted a fool from sitting in a milk bath to posting COVID conspiracy theories and refusing to delete them until like 48 hours later. She just really leaned into Facebook aunt mode this year, and it was not helpful. But I believe that Lourdes will take her phone one day and everything will be okay. And she gets a point, of course, for sort of showing up on Club Future Nostalgia.
Oh, and spoiling it.
And spoiling... Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. Also leaking Dua's cover. Yes.
Yeah.
She really... She had a banner year.
You know how she could redeem herself?
How?
She could leak the HQ version of the Avicii mix of Rebel Heart.
Honestly, that would be a dream.
I'll forgive all of it.
Oh, me too. And yeah. Trust and believe, this I don't actually... To clarify, this award is not being taken very seriously. She's forever fave queen, but there were some choices this year. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Well, I would like to crown the outstanding performance in acting a fool girl to whoever it was that tweeted, "Summer fun, private island, all tested negative multiple times, wear a mask, heart." For truly,
that was Madonna as well.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Give it up for them. They really just sparked this meme this summer, which was then recreated unintentionally in real life by Kim Kardashian. So
right.
She is my honorary mention because she literally recreated this and just
they've
took
actually
it.
Been my lifetime honorary nominees, the whole Kardashian family. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
But yes, I would agree.
Like, imagine seeing that trend as a meme all summer and then like actually going to a private island and posting that you all tested negative. Like, it just is truly the clownery of it.
Clownery love.
It's like, I mean, I'm laughing about it. It's like not funny, but like it is funny. Anyway.
We'll cry about it later.
Yeah.
To quote Katy Perry.
Oh, no need to add to the soundboard now that I think about it. And
what?
I should have done it. I apologize. I blame the producers. the audio where Kim is like, "But you look like fucking clowns." That's on TikTok.
We absolutely need that. We've basically said as much. So
producers,
often.
Can you add that to the soundboard? Thank you.
James?
Love you. Yeah. Wow.
Speaking of James, actually.
Oh, yes. Although she did not get that crown, but she's...
She did not.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of James Charles, our next award is the...
What was that? Okay. James.
Shock of the year. Bradley, would you like to award your winner?
Yeah, so 2020 was interesting because arguably every day was a shock to the point where nothing felt shocking. So I really had to dig and try and decide what felt shocking in pop for me. And even though this wasn't shocking, I would say it is shocking and it's always going to be shocking when this happens. I'm going to go with the Belegda queen herself, Miss Jessie Nelson, leaving Little Mix. Even though it was both entirely unsurprising and shocking, I just think any girl group that calls it quits, even though they didn't call it quits, she's just leaving, it sends ripples through the universe. So I'm going to go with Miss Jessie. And what about you, T. Kyle?
I was just like imagining like the whole crowd going like just sobbing.
Yeah.
Look what you did, Brad. I can see everyone up in the third
Halsey,
mezzanine
please,
crying.
Please stop crying.
Well, I would like to award the What Was That to a trio of Netflix documentaries that I watched this year that I'm still not over. Because like you said, everything was truly shocking this year. And I was like, what honestly shocked me? Tiger King, American Murder, The Family Next Door, and Fear City. I don't know what it is about Netflix documentaries, but they all, I'm like, I literally am like, what was that?
Yeah, they aim to scar you for the rest of the year.
Like, I'm still not over, did you see it, Tiger King?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Just the memes.
Oh, well. There's a scene, and if you watched it, you know, with the pizza, the pizzeria. If you know, you know. I honestly don't think I have eaten pepperoni pizza ever again since watching that.
I believe many people will agree with you on this category.
The flavor.
It was a sensation. It dominated the first era of quarantine will always be Animal Crossing and Tiger King. So I think it is safe to say many people would agree with you on that. There was a close runner-up also in pop music, which I didn't see coming. And that was Miss Collegendary Clarkson's divorce. I didn't see it coming.
Oh,
I didn't see all of this. And I also did not see it spiraling into where we are now, where it's getting really, really intense. That was definitely a shock. We are supporting our queen. Supporting our queens and supporting even more things. I think it's time to move on to our next category.
All you cool cats and legends. It's time. Oh, it's
what
here
just
to
happened?
Present. Here to present our next award. Give it up for Carole Baskin. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. I'm here to announce the award for outstanding performance and what is my Carole Baskin voice?
I'm not sure. I'm a little concerned though.
I don't.
It sounds like you after a few Trulies, really. It's not.
What was that?
Yeah, Carole, go home. God, she's going to shove me in the... She's going to feed me to the tigers now. Well, I lost 50 pounds. I wouldn't be that delicious.
And she lost Dancing with the Stars, so...
okay. Yeah, Brad, you tell her.
You didn't get that mirror ball, you bitch. Get off the stage.
Yeah, you lost Dancing with the Stars, okay. What were we doing? Oh, okay, so... This is live TV.
This is live.
Yes. Our next award goes to Outstanding Performance in Distraction, the Influencer of the Year.
All right, here we are. Yes, a Distraction of the Year. So this category is for influencers that we found soothing, interesting, distracting throughout the year through the dumpster hellfire that was 2020. I have a few picks in different mediums, if that counts, if we can give multiple crowns across platforms.
Listen, you're the co-host of this podcast and co-executive producer of this show, so
that is
you're
true.
Welcome to do anything you like.
Well, I am Mean Girls splitting the crown into three shards, and I'm going to give the podcast Distraction, while ours is obviously number one, I'm going to give it to Race Chaser by Alaska and Willem. I listen to that all the time. That is hands down my favorite distraction throughout quarantine, when I'm doing my skin routine, when I'm showering and listening to it all the time. In YouTube excellence, I'm going to give it to Emmy Made in Japan. While she's not like low key, what was I trying to say? She's not unpopular. She's already got millions of followers. Maybe you don't know her because YouTube is like a giant bubble of fame.
Hype house.
Yes, she's not in the hype house yet. Emmy Made in Japan, she makes foods from all around the world. She tastes fruity fruits that are strange around the world. She eats those army prepared meals from different countries. She just eats a lot of things and tells you about it in a very non-judgmental way and very educated. It's very soothing. It's very nice. She's a sweetie, and we stan Emmy in this house. And finally, on TikTok, obviously there are a million choices. I'm going to go with one current favorite. Their name is NB Historian, E-N-B-Y, non-binary historian stands for. They do histories of candies, sugars, holidays, makeup, and they have the most soothing voice. And I don't know if you've come across them yet, but I just really like a nice soothing voice to get me through the hellscape. So give it
like
up.
Mine.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, that is correct. So
wow.
Thank you.
I haven't
these
seen that, but I will definitely look it up.
You do need to look it up.
Know who I've been loving on TikTok? This is not an award, but we're just going to shout it out.
Yep.
This girl, her name's Megan, and she's always like, hey, everybody, so swag check. And then she just has like a meltdown when she's getting takeout. Anyway.
I mean, it doesn't sound far from your content.
Yeah. Well, speaking of content, my awards, I also have multiple ones.
Okay.
So my first award goes to Luscious Massacre, the drag queen on YouTube. And I want to give a shout out to Luscious because one thing that I feel like I've taken away from this year, watching her Friday night live streams, which are like 2 hours long, they're very entertaining. Aside from being genuinely entertained and cracking the fuck up, the one thing I feel like I've learned as a creative person myself is to trust the messiness of like not always being perfectly produced, if that makes sense.
I'm living for the fact that you're going to listen to yourself say that 4 hours deep into editing every and ah out of this podcast.
She has a point.
But I love that message and I stan, and yes, very entertaining, gets the girls together.
Mm-hmm. And is just a very talented makeup artist.
Oh, incredible. And I often think that is overlooked by her content, you know, because I feel like she's talking about funny YouTube drama when it's like, but your face is crazy. It's so good.
Yeah. So good. So Luscious gets my crown, but I would also like to shout out an honorable mention to Angel XO on Twitch, who just came back to Twitch after a year on Facebook Gaming. I couldn't watch the Facebook Gaming because I deleted my Facebook, but she is back on Twitch.
Good.
She is the funniest streamer I have probably ever watched and is also really good at games, like is actually a main and is so fucking funny. So we're going to give it up to the girls for just providing excellence.
We absolutely are. And KDA is actually in the crowd right now, and they are cheering loudly in support.
Oh my gosh.
Evelyn.
Kali, oh my God. Don't slice my tits in your shadows. Get her away from me. Akali, what the hell is going on with Akali lately? Fucking bitch is OP in that game right now. Every time I'm against Akali, she like throws her stupid cloud puff on me, and I'm dead in like a second.
She just stormed out of this auditorium.
Yeah, good. Get out. OP bitch.
Oh, wow. Who plays her in the who's the voice like, of her again, Akali?
I don't know who Akali. I just know that Evelyn is Madison Beer. If anyone listening has absolutely no idea what I just pivoted into talking about, I'm full on cussing out a video game character.
That's right.
It's what she deserves.
Literally, you're speaking an entirely different tongue to some people. But they're like, I
love
it.
We're on commercial break.
Right.
It is now time to award the outstanding performance from a product that is not sponsored.
Yet.
But if you want to, our emails can be found at our website.
That's right. And I certainly do believe I'll be getting a sponsorship for my pick soon. You know, I never like to do these awards until the very, very end of the year because you never know what products will pop up at Christmas. And for me, I am selecting the new Philips Pasta Maker as my...
Sorry. I love how this went from like she's a queen of pop. So I'm sweating.
Oh my God, Gaga is shaking and crying iconic. In the. Oh my God,
this Gaga pasta loves this. Maker is just so the flavor. I truly.
the talent, the flower jumped out. Pasta maker, this Locals. Phillips pasta maker. Honestly, at Joanne's Trattoria, this is going to be a new installation. The rats will be using this. It is incredible. You just put in flour and it tells you how much, and then you put in water and it tells you how much. It's for idiots, and it pushes it out like a Play-Doh maker, and there you have fresh pasta, like any Italian girl from New York City.
You're from Connecticut. No.
I know. I'm a Jew from Connecticut.
It's like the scene where they're like, Luann, you're from Connecticut.
Yeah. I lost my accent. I'm sorry.
Bradlia.
Yeah, Bradlia. Yes. So shout out to Phillips. If you want to sponsor us, I am happy to do more pasta demonstrations on my story.
I'll eat a carb if I have to. Wow.
And T. Kyle, what is yours?
Well, I've already promoted the Hyper Chiller for Grindr and literally sold them out. They DM'd me and I was like, you're welcome. They basically were that meme where they were like, and what would you like me to do about that? But my award is going to go to a brand who I would also love to sponsor me because I've been eating your foods for like 2 years now. If you didn't know, I've lost 50 pounds, and I would proudly like to say that I have successfully kept it off for this entire year, which is difficult to do. Did not think I was going to do it, but you know what? I did. And so I thought that I would share something that I've genuinely been eating like the entire year. It's from a brand called High Key, like high, like higher love, like that.
Like the opposite of Ali Brooks hit Low Key.
Yeah. And they have all these keto-friendly foods. They have like biscotti, chocolate chip cookies, snickerdoodles. They have all these baking things, which I don't do those because I don't want to use my oven. But the flavor, delicious. We stan. They just came out with these new like vanilla tea cookies. Mm.
I'm looking that one up. I'm eating that one up.
So if you've got a sweet tooth, yeah. If you have a sweet tooth and you want to be a skinny legend, yeah.
We're actually passing them out now to everyone in the crowd. You get one and you get one.
Everyone look under your seats. One keto-friendly cookie for all of you. Okay, well, I think it's time for our next award. Now, this one was a really difficult one to pick. I don't know about you, but I did not get any sleep last night trying to decide the winner of this award.
No, and I imagine the pressure was worse on you as a creator of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was really torn, but yes.
Oh, torn by Ava Max?
Yes,
She'll be performing later in the show. Yes, everyone, it is time to award the 2020 Meme of the Year.
That's right. It was so difficult to choose. And the crazy thing is, clearly you are telepathic. You have a sixth sense or something, because I ultimately settled on Summer Fun, Umbrella Heart, Private Island, All Tested Negative, Multiple Times, Wear a Mask, Heart, Heart. I think that this was my favorite thing that people ran with all year long, thanks to that gay. Everyone knew what it was. So I went with Summer Fun.
Something fun. Something for the summertime. Something for the girls to, you know, get ready and party to.
And I kind of have a tie. It was the brief moment of hope or relief or whatever we'll call it. And it went like this. We didn't, Joe.
I think we should have that conversation.
That was my honorary mention too.
Yes, yes. I believe that really took us there. Yes, Kamala Harris, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, telling President-elect Joe Biden that they won the election the first time around, really did do it for me. The stance, all of it, and the way
it
that people
really
ran with it.
It is really so fucking funny because it's like, this is not just like, oh, you know, congrats, you finished running like a 5K. This is like, you know,
you're gonna be the president of the next night.
Yeah. And she's going to be the first female vice president of the United States.
And
she's
also,
just like, we did it, Joe.
I've seen it memed so many times. I saw a family say it over Thanksgiving prayer on TikTok. Yeah. It's so funny. So shout out to Kamala Harris for that meme of the year. And now over to you, T. Kyle.
Well, after much conversation, I decided that my favorite meme of the year, yeah, a little vamping. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I just have to give it up.
Our performer of the year.
Our opening performer, Wendy Williams on The Masked Singer. Now, this didn't really fully become a massive meme, but I feel like it made enough of an impact.
The ones who needed to know about it.
Yes. Like, my favorite one was the one where it was, like, everyone waiting in Nevada for the results, and the girl was singing, and then someone made a balloon Thanksgiving float. It just, anytime it popped up, it made me laugh. And I feel like that is a sign that something is a successful meme, is that it never gets old.
I would go so far as to say it was the Rickroll of 2020. It was the thing that you trick people into seeing and then you laugh. I totally agree with you. I think our performer of the evening absolutely took the year with the lips, and she made quite the impression.
Also, there's a fucking emoji that is the lips.
Yes, yes. Not that so it was invented because of it, but...
Right. But also when people on Discord leave the lips as a reaction, it cracks me up.
You can't help but think that that's the reference every time.
Also, speaking of the lip emoji, honorary mention to the eye-lip-eye emoji combination.
Mm, yes, absolutely.
Never gets old.
Absolutely.
Ever. There's always at least one comment that has it, and it fucking cracks me up every single time.
Yes, it really says so much without saying anything at all.
All right, everyone, it is time for our next award of the night. We would like to call this award the...
I fucking love that top.
Award. Bradley, who is your winner? What is the criteria even for this? What?
To be a man.
Oh. Oh, wait, no. I didn't mean... Oh, I meant like... Why are we awarding men?
Because we don't otherwise.
Oh, I like that.
Much like...
I fucking love that top award. We don't stand men, but...
Yes, men get one award during this whole ceremony, which is why this is the most prestigious award ceremony in Hollywood. We're giving it to someone who was not problematic, not offensive, not awful. And obviously
hot.
That's... and hot.
I mean, that's the only reason. Well,
oh, okay.
You go first.
Yeah, sure. I think we had different criteria for who we picked. As far as like, well, he's also hot. But I went with, and we talked about him on the pod, Mr. Tom Aspall, who put out an album this year that was fantastic, Black Country Disco. We talked about it, a few weeks back. And I think it is a fantastic heartbreak and happiness full journey into the queer experience, and I think he made an incredible album, and I think he deserves some love. We definitely gave him some love on the pod, so I just wanted to keep that going. Give it up for him. Isn't he amazing?
That was a bop of an album.
Yeah. Now, T. Kyle, you did select a man for this.
I did. Yeah, so I literally was just like, I just picked someone who I would be like, I fucking love that top. So, my award goes to Joe Jonas.
Oh, I'm shocked. I did not see this pick coming at all. Yeah. I could not have seen it coming. Congratulations, Joe, for winning. You know, this has only been televised for a year, but actually this has been for 30 years straight.
30?
How old are you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway.
I don't even know what day it is. I don't. So we don't know. All I know is that...
I fucking love that top.
And that's why he got the award.
I love that.
Do you?
But I do love Joe Jonas, so yes, I absolutely agree.
Speaking of Joe Jonas, you were there with me when we got to see the Jonas Brothers before Cornova.
That's right, and I got to meet Joe when he was doing DNCE.
We were all so happy that day. Anyway, the next award goes to Outstanding Performance in Fighting for Gay Rights.
Yes, and the criteria for this award is... That was fighting for gay rights.
Nobody was killed.
Nobody was killed at Stonewall.
Well, it wouldn't be an award ceremony without our queen. So this award I'm going to give specially presented at the LGBT community. I'm taking it back to June during Pride, and I'm giving it up to our Queen Brittany for releasing the Mood Ring Pride remix featuring all new vocals at the beginning. There's only one bitch, the real one.
Brittany.
Yes, thank you, Brittany, for your tireless work as an LGBTQ ally, once again giving us the Pride remix by demand, and thus saving Pride when we couldn't go out.
I still can't believe that they put that on Spotify this year.
Oh, and I mean, none of it makes any sense, but we are grateful. Yeah. So that is my gay rights moment.
To all my friends at the LGBTQ community, happy Pride Month. You guys bring so much heart, passion, and articulate everything you do. Because of you, I've had the best nights of my life.
From the LGBTQ community, I would also like to award pop music.
Oh, just pop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, producers, I'm going to need you to print yes. So, awarding every single person who's ever done pop music this year. yes. I am giving outstanding performance in fighting for gay rights to pop music in 2020, specifically our queens who collaborated in 2020.
I mean, what a year.
So I would like to shout out Dua and Kylie, mm-hmm. Mariah, Jennifer Hudson, Ariana, Miley and Dua, Miley and Joan Jett. All of the girls are getting this award from me. So we have to print, like, you know, a lot of PNGs.
We do. Honestly, this was probably the most female collab fronted year in ever, to be honest. Rain on Me, Prisoner, WAP. I mean, hello. The girls really did give us gay rights.
Yeah. I am going to give it up to them because pop music is the only thing. Let me think about that. Is it?
Yes.
In 2020, that wasn't awful? Yes.
Yes.
Fact.
Yes. Yes. I'm also going to give the honorary award, We Don't Stand Men, but I am going to give it to a trailblazer, Mr. Lil Nas X, who said the words, I might bottom on the low, but I top shit, in his song Holiday, which is a huge song that came out in the mainstream, and everybody heard that lyric, and that is literally fighting for gay rights, even though it is obviously a sexual term, it's like normalizing it, and I think that is somebody on top of their game, well, top, using gay terms in a popular song is kind of insane and is actually gay. We stand. We do stand. So
also a good song and a video.
Yes, exactly. So I can't believe we've let another man slip into this award show. It won't happen again. yes, so that was fighting for gay rights.
Okay, so our next award is a fan favorite. And, you know, I think the crowd, you guys are going to go crazy when we play this next tune. Should we play it, Brad?
I think we should hit it.
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready? Oh, my God.
Vegas, let me hear y'all make some noise. It's time for High Fashion.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh, my God. That's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Oh, my God, Brad. They're shaking. Do you see?
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shawn Mendes just passed out in the second row. Oh, God.
They're shaking.
Oh my God.
Yes, everyone. It is time for the ultimate award in high fashion editorial for 2020. Who's your pick, Brad?
God, what a year. And as you know, T. Kyle and I are fashion experts, and we really mulled this over. Knowing so much that we do about fashion and couture, I am going to give this, I had a few picks and I'm really not sure what I've fully settled on, but I'm going to give this overall to the concept of this. It is not a circus, but in fact, I'm going to give it up to Rihanna for her general existence, but also specifically the Savage X Fenty fashion show that happened this year, featuring everyone from Lizzo to Rosalia to Paris Hilton to soon-to-be convict Erica Jane. And
oh! The crowd just gasped.
I just think if last year didn't seal the deal, then this year did, that this is the new Victoria's Secret. This has eclipsed them. This has changed the game. And this was only virtual, obviously. But the way that she is shaking up the game, with her fashion is insane, and the show was really creative and cool. Specifically, that picture of her at some point during the show, I want to blow it up as a poster where she's like in fishnets and leather, and she just looks really fucking hot. But I have to give it up to Rihanna. I just feel like she's changing the fashion game. High fashion. So, Savage X Fenty for me. What about you, T. Kyle?
Well, yes. Thank you, Brad, for leading that conversation. We truly are icons in the fashion industry. So my award this year, now I have an honorable mention that I would like to give to Legendina.
Oh, yes.
Because she really came in swinging in the...
swinging that pony.
Yes, swinging the ponytail in like the last quarter. What's it called?
Yeah.
What's this term that people say?
Yeah, the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that. The ninth inning.
Yeah. We love sports and fashion here.
We do. But my award this year goes to Chloe and Halle.
Ooh,
because
yes.
They really fucking did that with every single performance that they did. They were all so simple, but so breathtakingly stunning and different, minimal, but like shockingly beautiful. I just feel like they had such a difficult year to navigate in terms of like the landscape of media and obviously Cornova, but they still made it work and they did it so well. And I just wanted to, you know, give it up for them because I can only imagine what they're going to do in a post-Cornova world.
Absolutely.
And I just feel like they're going to be, I don't know. I honestly feel like they're going to open for a Destiny's Child reunion tour. Like I'm visualizing this like arena. Chloe and Halle are going to open and it's going to be just this like over the top production, high fashion, editorial. And then it's going to be Destiny's Child and Beyonce. Like, do you see it? I see it.
I see it. And I know we had talked about the rumblings and rumors of a Destiny's Child reunion tour, which were very pre-coronavirus. So we can see. Mm-hmm. I hope this comes to light. The world needs some joy and some girl group amazingness, and who better? I love your vision. I support it, and I support your choice. I feel like they gave us, I want to say, The Matrix meets Aaliyah. Like, that was, like, the sleek millennium pop vibe. Totally.
And specifically the silver one from, yeah. I think it was, like, the PCAs.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's one that, like, really stands out for me.
It was high fashion, indeed.
A fucking serve. We stan.
We stan. Yes. I would also just like to give an honorable mention to our Dua Peep, Miss Dua Lipa. Now, I do believe the fashion was always there this whole year, but she also came out swinging in the fourth quarter with not only Studio 2054 with those four looks, but the SNL performance and that Valentino with the sexy jellyfish look. I really think she just nailed it at the end of this year, especially. She just totally came into her own fashion-wise, and she looked so hot.
Agreed.
Miss Dua Lipa also gets a crown.
Well, from fashion to MP3s, the time has come for you at home to pick our next winner. So we would like to give a shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. As we have called our Patreon Legends Only fans, you guys got to pick, and you all let us know that this was a very hard choice for you to pick.
Yes, it did but create I have the fights. Results. It created some rifts in families, and we are sorry for that. But yes,
the Legends Only stand-up is at war. We put all of the soundboard sound bites on the voting page, and this was a little cruel. I only let people pick their top five, and everyone was like, oh my God, I can't just pick five. So it was a very, very, very close race. So I will announce the top five. This is basically like Miss Universe, but for MP3s on my soundboard. When someone comes in fifth place, that's the fourth runner-up, right?
Yes.
Okay. The fourth runner-up in the Legends Only Soundboard Sound of the Year goes to...
So do you guys love clubbing? Are you dancers?
Which is an iconic moment that also happened in 2020. Can you believe?
I can't believe it happened. I had to double check, but that is in fact true. Our very legendary crossover moment with Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt on their podcast. And if you haven't heard it, you can check it out. for the most honestly, chaotic so conversation.
But like legendary.
Pretty legendary, if you ask me.
Yeah. That is available on their podcast. Highly recommend. You know what? Now that I think about it, I still crack the fuck up over Heidi interrupting me while I was literally in the middle of a sentence with her SponCon.
Oh, it was perfectly timed.
Like, that shit was so fucking funny.
Who could expect anything less?
No, legendary. So go check that out. Our third runner-up goes to...
Locals.
Give it up for them.
Aren't they amazing? There's so many of them in the crowd today.
That's so insulting to our fans, our listeners.
Oh, we love and support them.
I mean, you're living your local fantasy.
I am. Local fantasy available at Kohl's, and it is here.
Smells like pasta, clearly.
If there were ever a year to embrace locality, it is 2020.
Anyway, our second runner-up goes to...
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Truly yes. Iconic.
Yes, this of course.
Miss Gia Gunn.
Miss Gia Gunn. Talking to Charlie XCX, who recommended that she perform Vroom Vroom, I believe, during a show. And it is, of the Charlie songs, it's a bit more well-known than others, I would say. And...
Let's ride.
And so Gia just said she was going to look that one up, which...
Oh my God, what is it called?
Another early Cornova iconic moment.
Truly incredible.
Yes. Well, in second place.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
A sound that I thought has going to get me canceled numerous times.
Many
for playing.
Times.
I always, you know, I just cringe every time I hit the button. But do I lie when I press it?
Did she lie? Did I lie?
It's like another, that other clip of Wendy where she's like, no.
It always seems to lead back to Wendy on this podcast, but she says everything we need to say sometimes.
She sure does. Now it's time to crown the winner for best sound on the Legends Only soundboard for 2020. And it goes to...
What was that?
With 165 wow. votes.
Wow.
35.79%.
The passion.
Literally only 20 votes separated. What was that? From
and that is
She's
why
an icon,
it
but.
Is so important to register to vote. Yes. Every vote counts. Mm-hmm. Wow. What was that? It was probably the most representative sound of 2020. Because
literally.
Didn't we wake up and check Twitter and say, what was that?
Oh,
every
multiple
day.
Times a day. Logs in.
What was that?
Yes, that really does sum up the year. Thank you, everyone who voted. Your voices have been heard, and
did
we
you
have
vote?
To agree. I actually didn't. I thought that was against the rules.
For us to vote for our own
yeah,
soundboard?
Because it fits oh. the listeners, then why am I going to do that?
Oh, I voted.
Oh, okay, so you... You have swayed the vote. I see. So this is already well, just, stop the count. I see where we're going.
How dare you?
who did you?
Yes, this is an electoral college and I get 500 votes.
What did you vote for?
Would you like me to play all of them?
Yes.
Okay. So I vote. I don't know what order. Oh, because you couldn't put an order. It was just you pick your five favorites. So these are the five that I picked.
What was that?
We are frightened of Cornova.
I think we should have that conversation.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
And I think my favorite one that I've added is this.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Niche, but good. Yes.
Niche. Because when I heard it, I just perked. I flew off my couch and I was like,
yeah,
save.
Yeah, that really.
Immediately. Because it was so quick.
Those were very good picks. And it sounds like you're the will of the people. Largely matched with your own. So that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone who voted. Thank you, everyone who's in the crowd right now who is cheering. We
and thank
you
to all of our Patreon Legends Only fans
that's
for
right.
sticking with us all year long.
Through the ups and many downs.
Yeah.
And if you would like to join as a Patreon, a Legends Only fan, and join our Discord, we are at patreon.com/legendsonly.
More fun things to come in the new year.
That's right.
We're more, it keeps getting better, hopefully.
Yeah, let's just proceed with caution, like Mariah says.
Well, fresh on the heels of our soundboard awards, I think it's time for our next crowning, inspired by one of our soundboard sounds. The next award is called the Okay, I'm Glad I Looked That One Up Award.
Yes. Now, this award is given to each other for a recommendation, a song, an album, a artist that the one recommended that the other has not heard of. Mm-hmm. That's the concept.
Now, I feel like this is a little one-sided because some may say that one of us on this podcast has more taste than the other when it comes to music. However,
I don't know about that at all. We just have different
frames of reference.
Frames of reference.
That's what you like to call
That's
it.
What I say, yeah. Yes.
It's a polite way of putting it.
Yes. Well, so I guess I'll start. And it's one that is genuine. And it is one that has sort of been one that you've brought up multiple times until I finally did look that one up. I'm going to go with The Midnight.
Oh.
Because I really didn't know that one before you said it. So I have to agree. The critical acclaim is justified. It has been really solid background music. It's very synthy 80s dreamy, you know, that vibe. It's a delight. And it is a new addition to my music collection. So The Midnight, give it up for them.
Wow. I feel so honored. This isn't about me, but
a tastemaker.
Did you also see that they released instrumentals?
Oh, yes, but I went for the songs first because I figured, yeah. But I'm going to look
Those
that one up.
Those are good, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say thank you, Brad, for inspiring me this year to finally listen to Kylie Minogue.
Oh, God. Thank God.
Yes. I'm really glad I looked that one up, even though I definitely have looked that one up. And some of my favorite tracks are ones that apparently you don't like.
I don't know about that. I think you just very oddly listened only to her album Kiss Me Once, I think.
Into the Blue. Yeah.
It's just like the strangest entry point, in my opinion. But I, you know what? Everyone's got to start somewhere. And
yeah, I started in the blue.
You did start in the blue.
And then I moved on to the disco.
That's right. And that,
see what I did there?
That is a beautiful, beautiful awakening. I'm so glad to get you into the Minogues next year. Maybe we'll get you into her sister, Dani. Who knows?
Oh, my God. What is it called?
I'm kidding. No, I know her. Also, too, like, Infinite Disco was one of my favorite little like, at-home things, too. So I was like, you know.
I'm very happy to hear that. That is very near and dear to my heart. Aw. I'm glad you looked that one up. That was one of my favorite things that you did. Yes. That really
that
made
acting,
my whole year.
It's a little bit. She's an actress.
She is an actress. Oh, my chair is falling apart. Okay. And we're back.
So is my life.
Yeah.
So the next award is also inspired by our soundboard and is a sound that clearly you guys love because she won number two. So the next award is the She's an Icon, but She's Not Somebody You Thought About Until This Year Award for Best New Artist.
Yes. Now, this is I would say that this is a little tricky for me because I've written about my two picks already in previous years, but I'm going to give it to them this year because I think it counts when you drop your like formal debut album. I'm going to use that criteria. So my crown winners for the year are Rina Sawayama and Megan Thee Stallion. Now, obviously, Megan had a big hit last year already and all of that, but I'm going to go with the fact that their debuts dropped in 2020, and I feel like their moments really solidified this year. I think Rina had a fantastic year. The Gays ran amok with Sawayama, her debut album. She's been going strong for a few years now, but I feel like this was her big moment, and the same with Megan. I feel like Good News came out. It just all came together. I feel like this was a huge year for her. So She's an Icon, but Not Somebody You Thought About Till This Year Award goes to those two queens.
Well, can I tell you something?
Oh, no.
I have the exact same pics as you.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My God. It's almost like we the run a podcast too. Together.
I have to say, you know, with Rena, at first I was just like, ugh, are the gays just, you know, hyping someone up?
They've never done
whatever?
That. Yeah.
But then when Lucid dropped and, like, she performed XS, I was like, okay, wait a minute. This is, like, a serve.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this isn't just hype.
No, I'm very excited for her. I feel like the story's just begun. She's just begun having her fun, yeah. And Megan, obviously. I mean, the heat was already there.
Ow.
Hot girl summer, all of that. And then I just feel like it crystallized this year for sure for her. And WAP. I think WAP was ultimately like the crown on top.
See you on tour, hopefully next year.
Hopefully.
All right, well, now it is time for some of the big awards of the night.
Yes, now it's getting serious.
Yeah. This is where the Stan Wars start.
Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Legends Only Song of the Year 2020.
My pick is no surprise if anyone has listened to our Spotify Wrapped or read my blog or just generally trolled my Spotify and seen what I was listening to. The award for Song of the Year goes to Miss Dua Lipa with Physical. This song, really, from the first play, I knew this would be it for me. I just love this song so much. It is so fucking good. It is a chant along, Jane Fonda VHS workout, all of it, the bridge, everything about this song. There's something about it that just tells me it is the Song of the Year for me. And I love it. And the video. The videos. And what about you, T. Kyle?
Ballot, please. Producers, thank you. Okay, well, literally everyone's just waiting for me to say it. Like, they already know what it is, but I'm going to be dramatic here. So let me get this ballot. I'm having a hard time opening this one. Such a big envelope. Got to fit 1,000 doves in there. Yes, everyone. I would like to give my award to Lady Gaga, Grammy-nominated album, Chromatica, the final song, 1,000 Doves.
Yeah, it really was
Crickets.
Your it really was your song of the year. I think you've definitely mentioned it in every single episode. And mm-hmm. you've done memes, videos. Mm-hmm. You've performed it. There could be 999 doves in a room, and you just need one more. That's, you know. We support and stan everything from Chromatica. Some might argue that some people are promoting their makeup lines more than their albums, but we are here to support the music.
She's got a point.
See you at the Chromatica Ball. She better perform this.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
That's honestly next on my list is I want to see 1,000 Doves live.
I would see it live from anybody at this point. I really... Hanson performs 1,000 Doves live.
No, we don't stand men, but point taken.
In desperate times, I will go to any concert right now.
Live from Joanne Trattoria, the Rats. And I'll be scurrying like 1,000 rats, like 1,000 rats. 1,000 rats.
My Stephanie Giramato.
Done.
No.
That is the last song in the Ratatouille the Musical production that the teens are putting together on TikTok.
I've never seen Ratatouille.
Oh, you should. It's cute.
Okay. Sponsored by your little Phillips pasta maker over here. Fucking Ratatouille promo.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that what he is? Doesn't he cook?
Yeah, he's a rat who cooks.
Moomoos.com. Anyway, now, basically, what is an honorary mention to Song of the Year?
Yes, yes.
Our next award... This song should have been number one for 50 fucking weeks, so you're going to all sing along if you know the fucking words. Award. For a song that should have been number one, but was not. Brad, who do you award?
Yes, this was a hard one. There's so many good options here. I have to go with the song that Spotify told me I couldn't stop listening to, which was the song by Victoria Monet, Khalid, and S.G. Lewis, Experience. It is a perfect disco-tinged song that came out in the summer. I just feel like it was so perfect, and, you know, it should have been number one for 50 fucking weeks. And I love it. So Victoria Monet, Experience, is my pick, with an honorable mention to a completely unheard song that I wouldn't shut up about. Lucia and the Best Boys, Perfectly Untrue, is one of my favorite songs of the year. Nobody heard it. Nobody moved. But I highly recommend it. It's fantastic and a perfect song about pretending things are fine when they're not. Those are my picks. What about you, T. Kyle?
Well, I have one song that I would like to give this to, and it is React by the Pussycat Dolls.
You know what? I blame the pandemic.
Well, I mean, it literally came out a week before Cornova hit.
But I also blame their three-month delay when they performed it 3 months before that, and they really should have dropped it in November. But you know what?
You know, several points were just made. However, nothing could have prepared us for what would soon follow after React dropped.
Nicole Scherzinger going back in the studio?
Yes, the masked singer judge herself, Nicole Scherzinger.
Yes, she is back in the studio for some unknown reason. But you know what? Her name is Nicole, is available now to pre-order on Amazon, and we will see. Yes, React.
She really literally said, let's get a little wet in that video for React.
She absolutely did. Oh, God. React deserved.
Carmeet just deserves justice in 2021.
Absolutely. Maybe next year. PCD 2021.
I think it's time for our next big award of the night.
Oh, it's a big one.
It is time to award the album of the year.
Yes, and I believe if you have any clairvoyant skills, abilities, you'll be able to see this one coming from me. It's Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa, everyone. Cheering, crying, shaking in the crowd. Yes, Miss Dua Peep came through in the time that we needed her most, crying on live stream, saying she hopes she makes us proud, with an album, including a lead single that I think will stand out as a classic in her discography. Just a thoroughly enjoyable listening experience, a rich record, retro meets modern, physical, Don't Start Now, Hallucinate, Levitating. I mean, and it just really proved, as I wrote on MewMuse.com, that an album doesn't have to live and die on New Music Friday, and it doesn't have to last 1 week. And even though we are in a streaming age, you can still have a main pop girl era and still make an album feel like an experience. And I think that's what I appreciate most about this album is, for the first time in so long, I felt like we had a thoroughly produced, extended campaign that felt like a statement. It was like a callback to like Katie's Teenage Dream era, not in the same style, but it was a time when like albums had life and they had singles and went on. Because when the music's good, you can. So shout out to Future Nostalgia. Shout out to Miss Peep. We loved it.
That was quite the argument. And I actually agree with everything you said.
Oh, thank you.
It's honestly wild to think of how long it's been since it came out.
Don't Start Now was
right,
last
it really
year.
Does, yeah, it really does feel like it's lasted all year.
At a time when many albums are 1 week hit and go. Like, they're just in a blink of an eye. New Music Friday, Twitter talks about it that day. 2 days later, the stands are like, well, that aged like milk. And it's like, then they move on. And I like that she put her stiletto down and made this last.
I hope it carries on into 2021.
There's plenty of singles still worthy on that album.
Well, that was not my choice for this award this evening. Although I do agree with the statements that were made. However, this year, now, I know you're all thinking it's Chromatica. It's not.
What?
I know.
Oh my God, I gasped, really, and so did Bebe Rexha.
Yeah. I was thinking about this one, and I was like, you know what? There is an album that I feel deserves this award. Even though it was not my favorite album of the year, there is no denying the power that it has. And so this year, I am going to shockingly give the album of the year to Taylor Swift with Folklore.
Oh my God. Everyone is going to scream when they hear this.
I know. Well, it's going to hide in the woods.
Go back into the woods.
Epiphany.
Wow.
You know, I feel like you said, in a streaming world, things are very different. And this album has not died down. It is still going strong. There really, honestly, is no, like, bops from it. Like, it's not a bop record. There's no, like, top 40 smash that is, like, you know, you want to shake your tits. But this album
What are you saying about peace?
I'm saying that I fucking want some after this year. First of all, I don't really cry that often. This album brought out emotions in me that I was like, whoa, this is a moment. I thought the Disney Plus documentary was fantastic. It has staying power like all year. I don't know. I just felt like it was, she really did that. And I've never really been a Swiftie, we all know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, same, but didn't we both come around this year?
Yeah, I just feel like when I look back at 2020, I'm like, wow, that will be a mark in time.
I just will always think of the little dachshund wearing the Folklore cardigan and with all of the Taylor Swift albums scattered in front of him, looking wistfully out the window. And that really was me for a very large period of time. So I have to agree. I feel like this was a very comforting album. Above all, it was just very, it was a warm and fuzzy, nostalgic album. And I support your decision. I'm very shocked. The king of tit-shaking anthems goes for a left-lane artsy-fartsy album of the year.
An indie artist, yes.
Yes, an under-the-radar artist.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I would like to just say something else.
Oh.
Let me just grab the mic here. Everyone listening, I would like to just say that thinking about this year, I have to give it up for all the girls for like recapturing the feeling of eras again.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Disco, Folklore, future nostalgia, Chromatica, literally creating a whole other planet. Like, please fucking take me now.
Take me
but
to your
like,
planet.
But like the feeling and the fantasy, era fantasy coming soon. kind of came back this year.
It did, and I don't know
Plastic
if
Plastic Hearts was that whole
oh,
era.
Oh, yes. I don't know if it's because we had more time to focus on it or if they had more time to focus on it, but they...
Mix of both.
I would argue that definitely felt more like a strong sense of branding and identity in pop music than it has in a while. Totally.
Jupiter, Mars, Chromatica, Disco... Folklore, the woods.
Was that the theme song?
Don't you know my ass is famous? Yes.
Wow. Yes. Of course, we have to give it up to all the girls this year for really saving us and getting us through. There are so many albums that we've shouted out over the weeks that we love and stan. So just know that we see you, we hear you, we stream you, we buy your vinyls.
Yes.
Even you, Lindsay, we heard it. And if you want to come back for more, go ahead.
Yes. Well, speaking of the future nostalgia and the future, the actual future, it's time for our next award, ladies. Most likely to save pop in 2021 award. What do we think?
Well, this is a big maybe section because arguably I've chosen this name for 5 years now. And maybe one day she will come back and save us. I actually have a few backups in case she doesn't, but I am going to say that if anyone can save pop in 2021, it is, of course, Rihanna. I don't know what she's cooking up. There's rumors left and right that it's two albums, that it's half reggae, half pop. It could be anything. Who knows with her? Pharrell's working with her. We have no idea. She keeps pushing it back. She keeps listening to it. All I know is whenever it comes, it's going to shake up the game, and I'm ready. I don't know if it's 2021. I'm going to give it to an even less likely candidate, my favorite song of the decade singer, everything is embarrassing singer, Sky Ferreira. If she comes back, I would cry. I'm here whenever you're ready. I'm ready for the excellence. And finally, the one that actually might most likely come back, and I'm not sure if she would necessarily save pop, but it would be good, is Robin. Because she's in a down-tempo mood lately, or a more chill-out mood, so I don't know that it would be the mainstream, you know, dancing on my own that it has been.
I keep dancing at home.
Oh my God, yes. But
new remix.
If she does, she did say she's writing music. She did say she played it for Max Martin and that he did like it. And that's always a good sign. So I'm going to have those girls as my save pop in 2021.
I support that. My pick is very specific because something that I'm choosing to do in 2021 is manifest things that I want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend told me that when you do that, you have to be very specific in your manifestations. Like, you need to think of details. So I was like, okay, that's what we're going to do here with this award. So most likely to save pop in 2021, Normani will be featured on a summer 2021 re-release of Future Nostalgia called One Year in the Future, Still Nostalgic.
Oh my God.
And it will go number one on the top 40 streaming Billboard Hot number one songs, which are difficult to get. Not everyone has those. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I absolutely think this is possible. I know the song exists. We all know the song exists, at least one or two of them. We know that Future Nostalgia Side B, or whatever it will be called, is coming. So we're just going to, we will put our hands together in the Discord and manifest together.
I'm a manifest. Let me be your motivation. do it next year.
I love that.
I think it's coming. I'm ready for it.
I love that you're using your powers for good.
Yeah. What do you want to see happen in 2021? What's like a personal goal for Moomoos in 2021?
Oh, I would love to not live in a basement anymore. That is that's the goal. But the thing is, I would love a reason not to. You know, like I would love us to be able to, I would love to move out because I can DJ again or I can go to a club again. Like there's not really a point. I would love a point to move out next year, you know,
like right.
I would
like love. You don't want to just like move out of the basement and then into a closet.
Right. Literally.
In New York.
Literally. I would like a reason to set my money on fire in New York. I need a reason. I need a good reason. And I used to go out. I used to be a cool chick.
not that way anymore.
So I would like to manifest a good, healthy, safe, fun reason that I get a move on in 2021. But I am very happy and grateful with where I am now, but I would love a little piece of my life back. So that's mine. How about yours?
I'm kind of doing one of them. I wanted to take piano lessons in 2020, which obviously didn't happen because like Cornova.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired by the piano teaching facility that is next to my chiropractor, I was like, I'm going to go here, but they're closed. So anyway, I'm doing a class in January, which is like, you know, I wanted to learn something new in 2021. That's just a goal of mine, a new skill, a new instrument, a new venture.
That's a good goal.
Generic for now, but.
No, we got to keep the mind fresh. Got to learn something.
Yeah. We're going to be making changes in 2021. We'll just say that.
Yes.
Good changes.
Good changes. Yeah. Here's to that. I like that.
Well, ladies, the night is coming to a close. It's been a wild night. So many amazing performances, so many legendary crownings. But there's really only one final award, the biggest award of the night. It is time to announce the 2020 Legends Only Legend of the Year.
I've thought long and hard about this, but it really comes as no surprise. My Legend of the Year is Dua Lipa. We've said this before after Studio 2054. It isn't so much about being the biggest powerhouse performer or whatever. It's the fact that she is running with the pop torch and she is growing and doing it and giving it to us and trying to create that fantasy that we so desperately needed this year. And I feel like she was relentless in doing promo, performances, features, remixes, albums, SNL, Studio 2054. It was so much.
Another club, another future nostalgic tour. Studio 2054, another club.
And I just feel like she did it for us. And I'm proud of her. I really am proud of her. I just feel like she really ran with it this year. And for me, I have to give it up for her. So that is my pick for Legend of the Year. How about you, T-Kyle?
I do agree. I will say with Dua, I feel like she solidified her heel in pop. Like, she's now
main pop
one
girl.
Of the girls. Yeah. Yeah. Like, she's there. Don't they always say it's like the second album? Like, what was that? Where do I hear that from?
Yeah.
They say like your second album.
There's like the sophomore slump or thrive. And obviously, I think she's well excelled her first album. And I just feel like she's absolutely doing it as one of the main pop girls right now. And, you know, and we talked about the stuff with the backlash and the dancing and all of that. And the fact that she is doing it anyway, to me, is very inspiring, because she could have fed into the memes and the mocking. And instead, not only does she literally do the one kiss dance during Studio 24, but she is improving. And even though, no, she's not Janet, but I don't think that the answer was to just like cower in shame either. She just went harder and she'd learned more moves and she's doing it. And I find that very inspiring. And I don't, you know, the need to criticize her for not being Janet or Beyonce is like unfair in my opinion, because she wants to give you a dance fantasy. So let her do it. Understand where she's at and she will continue to improve. She's still new to the game. So that's where I'm at with her.
Also, shout out to her vocals.
Well, yes. I mean, ultimately, like, Dua, the reason I started writing about her in 2015, Be the One, is because of that voice. The voice is everything. And I think that's sometimes overlooked. Like, her deep tone and that voice is fantastic. And live is only getting better, in my opinion. So,
electricity, I'm giving to you. Speaking of the deep tones,
yes,
Justice Free Electricity. I changed my mind about Song of the Year.
That What's wasn't that? Even this year.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh.
That's okay. That's okay.
At this point, it's like, who even knows? I mean, Glory came out again this year, so it's like
right. Time is a flat circle. It doesn't matter.
I know that this is the biggest award of the night. However, I will be giving it to the skinniest of recipients. My Legend of the Year goes to Mariah Carey.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Now, I would like to make several points here. Mm-hmm. So, MC30 is, in my opinion, what the blueprint should be for what a legend like Mariah should do with their back catalog. So from a strictly career retrospective, MC30 alone was like legendary in its execution. And the only thing it was really missing was a tour, but literally she covered everything else. She gave us B-sides, rarities, unreleased tracks, remixes, everything on YouTube, mm-hmm. everything on streaming, old performances, live streams. I mean, she really just put out this insane amount of content from her catalog, 30 years worth of content. And so that alone is like Legend of the Year, in my opinion. But we also have the memoir and the audiobook, which both are an experience in themselves. And I felt like I connected with Mariah on like a human level with a lot of things that she wrote about in her book with her family. I was like, okay, now I'm connecting with you like personally and like your resilience. I'm now feeling things. I really just think that she did that this year. And then she ended the year at number one again with a special, an iconic collab with Ariana and Jennifer Hudson. She went number one with All I Want for Christmas Is You and the Apple TV special. Like, just, she really did that.
She absolutely did. I think there's no denying that Mariah had a perfect year, perfect retrospective. Every legend, just as you said, should have everything done as flawlessly as MC30. Madonna, please take notes. My God. And I 5,000% agree with you on this pick. This is a well-deserved award for a true, true legend. I think the book definitely sealed the deal. And I think we both learned so much about Mariah this year. And we both kind of thought about life differently because of her in like a very real way, like just learning about her experiences and also what she's been through. It changed our perspective on the industry, on our families and everything like that. Is like, it got very real. So I really do.
Mariah wants French fries, we get fucking French fries.
She gave us that.
She gave us that. And so
I
many others.
I love that top.
I mean, hello, for that alone, she wins.
All over my elegant, fresh linguine. No!
Literally you with your Phillips pasta stir
literally
thing.
Oh my God. I've wholeheartedly endorsed this legend crowning. I like that we have like established legend and legend on the rise as our picks.
Yeah. DL30 coming in 2050.
Yes, exactly. I love this. I absolutely agree.
I also think, too, I wanted to give her this crown because, you know, 2020, when we look back, I feel like she did all of this also in such an unproblematic way. Like, she was just at home with them babies and her man, and she still somehow managed to have, like, the biggest, one of the biggest years, aside from a tour. And I'm just like,
yep.
How did you still do all of that and like literally barely leave your penthouse?
She did so many things this year. It's incredible. So many retrospective moments. And of course, she owned Christmas once again, and even more so solidified that Queen of Christmas, you know, title. Yeah. So just a sensational year for Miss Mimi. She emancipated us.
Know what else will manifest on the end of this
what
award show? Because at this time next year, you know, we'll be celebrating the holidays again. And maybe, just maybe, we'll be sitting third row again at the Beacon Theater at Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You Again tour. And Ariana and J-Hud will come out and sing Oh Santa. And we'll be shaking and crying in person.
My God, may that come true. That would be a dream within a dream.
Yeah. Wow. What a year 2020 has been.
What a time to be alive. Yes, a year of great hardship, but also outstanding legendary. We want to thank everyone who joined us, not only at this award show, everyone here in the crowd, all the way back there in the cheap seats, everybody who's here, but also to everyone who has listened to this podcast since its inception, and even further back with the Britney podcast. We sincerely thank you so much for your kind words, your support on Patreon, and all of the messages and sweet things that you've said to us and encouraged us to keep going during a very difficult year. We obviously are doing this virtually, and that has been a challenge, and we've managed to keep it going, and we just want to say thank you to everyone. You all get a crown tonight as legends, because it's one of the main things that's kept us going.
Yeah, I mean, on some, like, real shit, like, you know, this is self-produced, edited, recorded, the whole everything, and so to see people like listening and sharing it just really means a lot. And yeah, it is weird doing it virtually. Definitely was not how we expected it to go. But yes, thank you all of you listening. It definitely has kept us going, and we're going to keep pushing through just a little bit longer. I mean, this would be so fun to do in person.
Yeah, it would. We have,
like, actually have a real crowd and not a fake one.
What are you saying about Ali Brooke is sitting right there and you're saying that in front of her? Yes,
headliner,
it would be a dream.
Ali Brooke. The Legends Only second annual awards coming in 2021.
I mean, you joke, but anyway. Yes, we have big hopes and dreams for the future when we can all be together. Less socially distanced one day, we shall see.
We can keep on dancing all night.
We're gonna cautiously step forward into 2021 and chatting and updating and doing this thing and until it keeps getting better again.
Yes, thank you everyone for listening and for joining us this year for the first but not the last, well, unless
well
Just kidding. Cut that out. Producers, cut that out.
Jesse Nelson has left Legends Only.
Oh, yes. Until next time, thank you all for listening and for joining. And until next year, well, oh, yeah. No, yeah. Literally. Until next year, we will
see you
soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.